We had just started our history class before I left for China, and it made me think about what it really meant to study history. I decided that I wanted to learn Chinese history physically as well as mentally by literally putting it into my body. I looked up June as a teacher who could help me understand this inherent connection between the mental and the physical, and the idea of the yin-yang, which is ancient in Chinese culture, back to over 800 years ago. The idea that light and darkness, strength and weakness, health and sickness, and any other combination of opposites you can think of are inextricably connected and part of life. And while experiencing one, we are inherently beginning the journey toward the opposite side. June helped me understand how these things work together, both for our understanding and our health. Here's our interview.
Hello, from the June Chen.
June Chen.
Yeah, Chen is my family name. Also Chen Taiji. Chen Taiji in the before is called the Chen family Taiji. So it's a Chen family.
Before we do any more talking, we have a Tai Chi lesson in the small studio she also calls home. There we're surrounded by photos of June's ancestors, who were also her teachers.
For foreigner, if they never learned Tai Chi before, never touched Tai Chi before, so the first day, they will come to see, to feel what Tai Chi is, and they need to know, oh, the Tai Chi is drawing picture. Like the first day you come, I teach you drawing the circle, and then you will know, oh, this Tai Chi movement have this circle, but the hands should move there or here, or how to make the step.
You hear June talk about touching the circle. And as children play in the courtyard below, June shows me how to use the exchange of my right and left hands to make a circle up and down as my elbows pull apart and my knees bend from one side to the other, thus mimicking the rhythm and energy of the qi. As one side increases, the other decreases, meanwhile holding it all between my hands.
Almost every Chinese people, we can do some kind of skill, like the hands can do one palm up, one palm down. One palm, one up, one down is yin-yang. One hand's yin, one hand's yang. And this way, many kids in the village, it's kind of like we burn as nature. We, almost everyone, we can do this. But I can see that because I teach many Western students, there are a large percent of Western students, they are not able to do this. They have to practice. But for such kind of skills for the kids in the village, we kind of like a burn as nature. So this is one of the concept, you know. Because your brain already have the concept, or hands should sometimes like this, hands sometimes like that. One hand's up, one hand's down. We watch that every day. Your brain already know, oh, one hand's up, one hand's down. Your brain already know. You just need the time to practice your body. Mm-hmm. Because when you're doing the Tai Chi is not simply body's move. You need to use your brain to control your body. So firstly, your brain should be very clear about the whole movements. If your brain clear, then brain can control your body to go. If your brain don't have any concept or don't have any picture of the movement, and it's impossible to do any good.
As June smiles indulgently at my clumsy attempts to mirror her graceful movements, I ask her if she always knew she wanted to be a Tai Chi master.
Uh, go to school, primary school, high school, and university, and it's the same. And after university, find a job, work in a company, it's the same. Most of the Chinese students, the routine is kind of like this, because every kid must learn in school, must learn knowledge from book in school. This is a high priority. And the rest of things, like you like martial art or you like music, that will in second priority. But firstly, you must learn the knowledge. So me too. Although I like Tai Chi very much, but I have to go to school. After graduating, and I also work in Shenzhen in a big company as well. But after many years work in the company, I'm start to think about, you know, what life should be, what I like. You know, you should do something you like. So,
now not only does June practice Tai Chi competitively, but she offers year-round instruction in her home studio. There are even opportunities for boarding in her spare bedroom, and you can play with her dogs for free. I asked June how it feels to practice this art she's come to love over a lifetime of experience while surrounded by the portraits of the ancestors who have passed this knowledge one by one down to her. She answers proudly by describing the Chen family Tai Chi philosophy.
Human body is a small universal. So this small universal should the same with the big universal. So if people got ill, it's because you lost the balance of yin yang.
June's description is beautiful, but putting my body and mind in tune with the universe sounds like a tall order. I ask her what benefits she sees from practicing Tai Chi daily. Is it worth all the work?
So when you practice Tai Chi, you will breathe deeply and you will calm down. And when the Tai Chi, we said it's not only martial art, but it's also art, martial art. Art means it's art. It's kind of like a dancing. So when you practice Tai Chi, if you practice smooth, beautifully, it really looks like a dancing, and you will be happy.
Control of your body, mastery of your mind. Smooth, beautiful, and happy. These all sound like excellent reasons to investigate Tai Chi. Thanks for your time spent listening to this interview. I hope you enjoyed getting to know June Chen, fifth generation Tai Chi master.